And the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy of Vernon, offering 5-star rated personalized propane service for customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. Now in their 80th year, Superior Energy goes above and beyond with their customer-first focus. Call 800-242-0427 to discuss your propane needs, or visit propanect.com for a live chat.
You're right. It's that time in the Afterglow. Now, in our world where hundreds of things distract us, interrupt our plans, we have to intentionally and consistently remind ourselves of God. Bill recently attended his high school reunion, and people kept coming up to him and saying, "She's your wife?" They were amazed that a woman so beautiful would marry someone like Bill. It happened enough times that Bill took a good look at a photograph of the two of them. He too was taken aback. He felt astonished that his wife chooses to be with him, and not just because she's beautiful. Bill was reminded of the fullness of what he has been given in the gift of his wife. And we need that same sort of reminders about God's goodness. We are programmed to focus on what we don't have, you know? Bombarded multiple times throughout the course of the day with what we need to buy that is going to make us feel happier or sexier or more at peace. We forget that we already have everything we need. God takes care of us. Now the sun will set at 7:28 this evening, and the afterglow continues until about 7:57. So the whispers of God's love will be exhibited all over the afterglow. Now we meet together with promises of relaxation, meditation, and inspiration. We lay back together in the afterglow. You're in the Afterglow. I'm Father John. This is WJMJ. Together we unwind, relax, and get life back into balance. Glad you're here. So we can set life straight. We don't need to add to the confusion and the chaos. We organize it, order it, and handle it one portion at a time. And then we declaw it and render it harmless with music and meditation to help engage the best of who we really are in the Afterglow. Now, first things first. So, let's talk about what's going on today. Did you know that today is National Pet Day? National Pet Day was founded in 2005 by pet and family lifestyle expert Colleen Page to celebrate the joy pets bring into our lives and to create public awareness about the plight of many different kinds of animals awaiting a forever home in shelters and rescues all around the globe. Almost any non-exotic animal that you can think of, from dogs and cats to small animals, farm animals, reptiles, and birds, there are pets who need your love. Of course, there are so many reasons to celebrate our pets. I love my two dogs, but the biggest goal of National Pet Day is to educate the public about the surprising number of different kinds of pets that are available for adoption at shelters, rescues, and farm sanctuaries. Here's a few ways to celebrate National Pet Day. You can adopt a pet from your local shelter or pure breed rescue organization. You can volunteer at your local shelter and offer to care for the animals. Donate blankets, food, and toys to a favorite animal welfare organization. Assist an ill, elderly, or a financially struggling neighbor or friend by purchasing pet food or needed items for their pets. And lastly, you can buy your pet a fun new toy. Or if you're like me, buy them two. Or five. Celebrate any way you can, as long as you remember that the best way to celebrate the day is to show your pet the unconditional love that they show you. And today it was a day dedicated to a unique musical style. It's Barbershop Quartet Day. And you're probably familiar with the style, which consists of four types of singers, a lead, a tenor, a bass, and a baritone. They all come together to sing a cappella in perfect harmony. Barbershop quartets actually really did begin in barbershops in the late 19th century. Back then, barbershops served as community centers. While men were waiting to get their hair cut, they would begin to sing for fun. And soon, in the early days of the recording industry, men began recording and selling their performances. Barbershop music was very popular between 1900 and 1919, but slowly faded into obscurity in the 1920s. However, it did enjoy a revival in the 1940s. And right now, well, I have a song sung in the barbershop style. This is the Hit Company and a song called "The One Rose That's Left in My Heart." And that was the Hit Company with "The One Rose That's Left in My Heart." Well, you're in the Afterglow. I'm Father John. This is WJMJ. We are, of course, Catholic Radio, where faith meets life. Here's where we take some time to regain the spirit of optimism and confront the bittersweet of life with faith and hope. Can we do it? Sure we can. Because we know and we live by the principles of life that say we receive freely when we give freely. We now journey toward the intersection of where faith meets life. Each year, thousands of people hang a "Gone Fishing" sign on their doors and trek to mountain streams and deep placid lakes to pursue a great American sport. Armed with the most sophisticated rod, reel, and fancy tide flies, or with a simple bamboo pole, string, and a worm, the aficionado casts his bait on the waters. Employing a curious mixture of intuition, skill, and perseverance, the fisherman lands his catch and soon is savoring his success as it sizzles to golden, delicious perfection. Chris Hartley is in the fishing business. He's a young man with his own boat who lives in some of the best fishing territory in the world. The clear turquoise green waters of the Bahamas teem with many varieties of fish. Charter boats abound that will take visitors on fishing trips out of Nassau. However, Chris doesn't fish from his boat, and neither does he allow others to fish from it. Furthermore, he will not eat fish that anyone else has caught. Now, you might think such a fisherman would have a hard time running a successful business, but Chris is thriving in his endeavor. He has a different kind of tourist fishing business, based on the universal principle that as you give freely, you will receive freely. His enterprise profits by using this principle. Chris loves to be underwater. He seems to be in his element there. Capitalizing on his affinity for the sea, he procured a boat and some equipment which allowed him to set up Hartley's Underwater Wonderland, a boat excursion to a nearby coral reef. There, tourists in diving helmets walk along the sea floor 15 feet below the surface while Chris introduces them to the flora and the fauna of the sea world. Halfway through the tour, on perfect cue, a big black and white striped fish swims up to Chris, who pets Harry the grouper as he would a cat or a dog. Harry then swims to each of the underwater guests, allows himself to be touched by each one, and poses for photographs that Chris later sells to the tourists. One year, Chris dressed Harry up with a Santa Claus hat, snapped his picture, and made a unique Christmas card souvenir. If you're wondering why Harry performs so well for Chris, it's because of Chris's practice of giving and receiving. When he began his business, he realized that a tame fish around the coral reef would be a great attraction for tourists, but most fish were afraid of people and stayed away out of an instinct for survival. Chris realized he would have to give to the fish an assurance that they wouldn't be killed, that he was coming to them as a friend. Chris began to bring food to the fish, food for them to eat, not bait on the end of a hooked line. And although Chris had no guarantee the fish would respond, they did by flocking around the coral reef every time his boat appeared. Given freely of Chris's love and food, the fish responded with their friendship, and Chris had benefited tremendously by sharing that friendship with his customers. Now, perhaps you've been led to believe that to profit and gain in an enterprise, someone must lose. That for you to win this game that we call life, there must be a loser. What Chris Hartley demonstrates is that you never lose by giving, whether it's food for fish or love for friends. For in giving freely without guarantee of return, you set into motion an irresistible momentum of goodness. When we give, everyone is a winner. And that's where faith meets life.
Find calm healing of the body. darkness yielding that tore the light apart. Come, healing of the reason. Come, healing of the heart. Oh, trouble dust concealing an undivided love. The heart beneath is teaching to the broken heart above. Let the heavens falter. Let the earth proclaim. Come, healing of the altar. Come, healing of the name.
Thank you for your company this evening in the Afterglow. I'm Father John. That was Leonard Cohen with a song called Come Healing. And you know what? Spending time in the great outdoors and the fresh air is great for healing the psyche. We spend way too much time inside like couch potatoes. Now, don't get me wrong. It's nice to spend time inside relaxing, but as the days become more and more beautiful and the weather warms up, get outside and breathe in the fresh air. We've been cooped up for too long all winter. Today in history, we celebrate the 56th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act of 1968, better known as the Fair Housing Act. President Lyndon Johnson signed the act, which expanded on the previous acts and prohibited discrimination concerning the sale, rental, and financing of housing based on race, religion, national origin, sex, and, as amended, handicap and family status. The enactment of the Federal Fair Housing Act came only after a long and difficult journey. From 1966 to 1967, Congress regularly considered the Fair Housing Bill, but failed to garner a strong enough majority for its passage. However, when the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated on April 4, 1968, President Lyndon Johnson utilized this national tragedy to urge for the bill's speedy congressional approval. Since the 1966 open housing marches in Chicago, Dr. King's name had been closely associated with the fair housing legislation. President Johnson viewed the act as a fitting memorial to the man's life work, and wished to have the act passed prior to Dr. King's funeral in Atlanta. The act stands as the final great legislative achievement of the civil rights era. President Lyndon B. Johnson, who signed the act, stated, "The proudest moments of my presidency have been times such as this, when I have signed into law the promises of a century." And also on this day, back in 1970, the launching of Apollo 13 occurred. Apollo 13 was the seventh manned mission in the American Apollo space program and the third intended to land on the moon. The craft was launched from the Kennedy Space Center, Florida, but the lunar landing was aborted after an oxygen tank exploded 2 days later. Despite great hardships caused by limited power, loss of cabin heat, shortage of potable water, and the critical need to make makeshift repairs to the carbon dioxide removal system, the crew returned safely to Earth on April 17th. The flight passed the far side of the moon at an altitude of 254 kilometers, 137 nautical miles above the lunar surface, and 400,171 kilometers from Earth. And that's a spaceflight record marking the farthest humans have ever traveled from Earth. The mission was commanded by James A. Lovell, with John L. Jack Schweigert as the command module pilot and Fred W. Hayes as lunar module pilot. The story of the Apollo 13 mission has been dramatized multiple times, most notably in the 1995 film Apollo 13. So tonight we remember Apollo 13 for reaching a space milestone in a realm of danger and furthering the progress of our country's space program.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just travel inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
It's WJMJ Radio, Catholic radio where faith meets life, and you're in the Afterglow. I'm Father John. That was Van Morrison with Moondance. And yes, it's a glorious night here in the Afterglow. where we make time to visit that place deep within where all believing takes place. Now we relax, think good thoughts, healthy, healing thoughts in the afterglow. Get your mind off of your worries and drift into the land of stories and fables. It's story time. Now Ben was driving his son to the sheltered workshop for the handicapped where he works a few days each week. Ben's 17-year-old car was cruising along while the spring sun shined down. The trees were budding and flowers were popping up along the side of the road. Ben looked over at his son, who was humming along to a song on the radio. He turned his head, smiled, and said, "I love you, Daddy." Ben smiled back and said, "I love you too, son." The green light ahead turned yellow, and Ben slowed to a stop. Suddenly, a gold Mercedes-Benz screeched to a halt next to him. The owner was yelling into a cell phone and slammed his hand on the steering wheel as he glared at the now red light. After a minute, the light changed and he sped away with a scowl as big as his face. Ben drove on, shaking his head, and said a little prayer that the owner of that expensive car would one day realize the true treasures in life. That miserable man in the Mercedes reminded Ben of the worthlessness of wealth and the pricelessness of love in the eyes of eternity. All of his money hadn't put a smile on his face. All of his things hadn't given him peace. All of his wealth hadn't filled his heart with happiness or brought meaning to his life. He seemed lost, separated from love, and separated from God. He was trapped in a golden cage and didn't even know it. So please, please don't spend your life in the pursuit of the worthless fool's gold that our society holds dear. Don't try to gain the whole world and in the process lose your soul. Instead, spend your days here building the treasures of heaven in your heart. If you do, then your days will be blessed with sunshine, smiles, and sweet laughter. If you do, then you will not only fill your soul with love, but you will also scatter joy to the world around you. If you do, then you will be able to give God the most priceless gift of all, your life lived with love. Something to think about.
Making money, it isn't easy, and it sure won't make you happy. So I think it's funny, we're so concerned with making money. And money won't keep folks from grieving, and it won't stop love from leaving. So here's my two cents, what's the use in making money? And I know that life ain't cheap, and not all good things are free. But there is no enough and no too much, and it seems so strange to me. I just think it's funny, we're so concerned with making money. I make my living singing love songs that I made up, 'cause I love songs. But folks believe them, so I'm receiving paper money. Don't get me wrong, I love my lady, and I probably wouldn't trade her. But life's no better with debts or debtors making money. And I know that life ain't cheap, and not all good things are free. But there is no enough and no too much, and it seems so strange to me. I just think it's funny, we're so concerned with making money.
Everybody's got their reasons. Final wines or fairer seasons. But if we're truthful, we know we're fools for making money.
That was a song called Making Money, and it's by a young songwriter named Ben Rector. Making money isn't easy, and it sure won't make you happy, so I think it's funny we're so concerned with making money. And making money, more of it and more of it, just adds to the stress of life. But likewise, not having enough of it adds to the stress of life. And what we're supposed to be doing in the afterglow is unwinding from the stress of life. Somewhere there's a point midway between having too much and having too little that's just right. I'm Father John, and we get together every weekday evening from 7 to 8 for some music, meditation, introspection, and inspiration, and I thank you for your company this evening. You know, the longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude to me is more important than facts. It is more important than the past, the education, the money, than circumstances, than failure, than success, than what other people think or say or do. It is more important than appearance, giftedness, or skill. Yes, attitude will make or break a company, a church, a home. And the remarkable thing is, we have a choice every day regarding the attitude that we will embrace for that day. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people will act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing that we can do is play on the one string that we have, and that is our attitude. I'm convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% of how I react to it. And so it is with you. We are in charge of our attitudes. Now turn on the light. You'll see better. We expect God to speak through peace, but sometimes He speaks through pain. We think we hear Him in the sunrise, but He is also heard in the darkness. We listen for Him in triumph, but He speaks even more distinctly through tragedy.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is Thursday of the second week of Easter. John the Baptist is the speaker in today's Gospel reading. He must increase, I must decrease. Disciples gathered round Him, and Jesus Himself was baptized by John. Then as Jesus' ministry began, disciples of John became disciples of Jesus. Today's Gospel reading has the Baptist clarifying Jesus' role. A host of themes are used by the writer of John's Gospel to highlight Jesus' place in God's plan of salvation. Jesus comes from above, from heaven. He bears witness to what He has seen and heard. He speaks the words of God the Father. Through the Spirit, the Father has given all things into His hands. God's truth is in Jesus, and those who believe in the Son have eternal life here and now, while those who reject the Son do not. The stakes are high. Jesus is on God's mission of offering eternal life, God's life, here and now, to all who are open to the truth of His testimony. This is the central theme of John's Gospel. At the end, it is stated that the gospel is written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in His name. Quality of life is very much a concern of our times. Discussion tends to focus on the material, physical, emotional, and mental aspects of our life, with the spiritual dimension being neglected. But the spiritual dimension is the most crucial. It concerns our whole reason for living and dying. Through Jesus, God, our Creator, wishes us to tune in and to relate to Him as our Father. We are on our way to an eternal destiny, and we need the loving help and guidance of our eternal parent for this vital journey.
I'll walk with God from this day on. His helping hand I'll lean upon. This is my
Thursday, the 11th day of April, on the memorial of St. Stanislaus, as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones. Bless your dying ones, soothe your suffering ones, pity your afflicted ones, shield your joyous ones. And for all your love's sake, we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Lord, give me wisdom about the things I approve of or go along with in life. If I have compromised your laws in any way, show me so that I can make things right. Reveal all my sins to me so that I can confess them before you. Where I have feelings of guilt because of something I blame myself for, something I wish I would have done or not done? Help me to release those feelings into your hands so that I can be free from the burden of them. Take away any weight of guilt from my life. I want to live my life completely free of condemnation.
Be still, my love.
Oh, sing to God, make music to God's name, extol the one who rides on the clouds, whose name is the Lord, in whose presence we exalt.
Father of orphans, defenders of widows, such is God in the holy place. God gives the desolate a home to dwell in, and leads the prisoners forth into prosperity, while rebels must dwell in a parched land.
Oh God, when you went forth before your people, when you marched across the desert, the earth trembled, heavens poured down rain at the presence of God, the God of Sinai, at the presence of God, the God of Israel.
Come, let us acknowledge the power of God, whose glory is on Israel, whose might is in the skies. Awesome are you, O God, in your holy place. You who are the God of Israel, you give strength and power to your people. Blessed be God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. The word became flesh and the light shined among us, his glory revealed. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, and buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he judged, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. The hands that heal nations stretched out on a tree,
far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day.
One day the grave could conceal him no longer. One day the stone rolled away from the door. Then he arose over death he had conquered. Now is ascended, my Lord, evermore.
Death could not hold him, the grave could not keep.
We must attend all the more to what we have heard, so that we may not be carried away. For if the word announced through angels proved firm, and every transgression and disobedience received its just recompense, how shall we escape if we ignore so great a salvation? Announced originally through the Lord, it was confirmed for us by those who had heard. God added his testimony by signs, wonders, various acts of power, and distribution of the gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his will. The one whom God has sent speaks the words of God.
Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. And holy is your name, and holy.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The one whom God has sent speaks the words of God. Nurturing God, you who are the source of our strength, in faith we pray.
Let us feast on the riches of your house, O God.
Strengthen concern and action towards providing all the people with reliable access to the technology they need. In faith we pray.
Let us feast on the riches of your house, O God.
Uphold the rights of those who are oppressed. In faith we pray.
Let us feast on the riches of your house, O God.
Guide refugees and migrants to places of welcome and safety. In faith we pray.
Let us feast on the riches of your house, O God.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May God bless us with peace and enrich our lives with every gift of the Spirit through Jesus our Savior. Amen.
Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams defend our sight from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe that we no sinful thought may know.
Be still. My love, know that I am God. Be still, my love, know that I am God. Nations fight, though kingdoms fall, though spiteful hearts will harm. Your mercy holds us, we hear you call, we linger in your resting arms as you say, be still my love, know that I am God. Be still my
We now offer a prayer requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and orphan, you call your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the church.
Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth, according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night. And may your blessing be always upon us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be still, my
May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you to protect you. May he go before you to lead you and follow after you to give you strength. May he watch over you and keep you in his care through the night and bless you with peace. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com. Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.